This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a young man who forgave a former police officer for shooting and killing his brother. Brant John told Amber Geiger that he wanted the best for her, and the best for her would be giving her life to Jesus Christ. Stay tuned to learn more.
Hello again, everyone. This is Steve Green, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Christian Community Credit Union. I've recently joined the credit union. I wanted to experience something before I would endorse it. And I want to tell you that, you know, what matters most as believers is that our values are what set us apart from the rest of the world. It's easy to find a bank. It's not easy to bank in a place that has the same values that we walk with. We're called to live out those values every day in the way we do business, the way we operate in the marketplace, the way we operate in our church. So why not bank with someone who shares those values? At Christian Community Credit Union, faith and finances come together to help build God's kingdom. Unlike those big banks, Christian Community Credit Union focuses on people, not profits. What a concept. Focus on people and not profits. They've been serving the financial services needs of Christians and Christian organizations for over 60 years. So this is a stable banking institution. Their mission is to help members and ministries manage their money in a way that honors God. So if you were to join Christian Community Credit Union now, you could take advantage of their unbelievable 3.5% rate as the new member welcome certificate. Now, you've just got to check that out. Go ahead and get online and check them out. I'll give you the address in a minute. For their terms and conditions on how to get that, just visit mycccu.com. Let me say that for you again, mycccu.com. /CPN. Don't forget the forward slash, because that lets them know that you're listening to the Charisma Podcast Network. And I'm going to give it to you one more time. You ready? mycccu/CPN.com. That's Charisma Podcast Network. That's the CPN. See, we're real creative. So when you deposit money with Christian Community Credit Union, you're helping churches and all their members get affordable home and building loans. Whatever you need, whether it's a free checking account, a home loan, financial counseling, the friends that we have at Christian Community Credit Union will help you. For more money-saving and rewards-earning special offers at Christian Community Credit Union, visit mycccu.com/CPN and put your money where your faith is. I kind of like that. Put your money where your faith is. And for those of you that still like phone numbers, here it is, 800-347-2228. That's 800-347-2228. Be sure to ask for extension 4445. Christian Community Credit Union, your money building God's kingdom. Visit their website today. Well, I also want to remind you that each account is insured up to $250,000. By member's choice, this institution is not federally insured. Welcome certificate rates and terms are effective September 30, 2019, and is subject to change without notice.
A young man's words are going viral as he forgave the ex-cop who killed his brother. Last year, a police officer named Amber Geiger shot and killed a young man named Botham Jean in his own apartment. Geiger was coming home from work and entered what she thought was her apartment, only to find Botham sitting on the couch eating ice cream. In a horrible chain of events, Geiger shot and killed Botham. On October 2nd, a jury pronounced Geiger guilty of murder and sentenced her to 10 years in prison. Protesters argued that the sentence was too light, but the victim's 18-year-old brother, Brant, told Geiger he didn't even want her to have jail time. Why? Because he forgave her. While giving his statement, he told Geiger this: "I just hope you go to God with all the guilt, all the bad things you may have done in the past. Each and every one of us have done something that we're not supposed to. If you truly are sorry, I know I can speak for myself, I forgive you. I know if you go to God and ask Him, He will forgive you." End quote. Brandt made it clear again that he wasn't speaking on behalf of his family, just himself. But he told Geiger he loved her just like he loved any other person, and he wants the best for her. The best thing for her, he said, was that she give her life to Christ. He said this, "I think giving your life to Christ would be the best thing that Botham would want you to do. Again, I love you as a person, and I don't wish anything bad on you." End quote. Brandt then asked the judge if he could give Geiger a hug. The judge gave permission, and Brandt left the stand to hug Geiger, who then sobbed on his shoulder for a full 30 seconds. But that wasn't the only taste of the gospel that Geiger got that day. After the sentencing, Judge Tammy Kemp gave Geiger her own personal Bible and told her to read the Gospel of John. She flipped the Bible open to John 3:16 and read it to Geiger, telling her all she needed was a mustard seed of faith. Kemp then hugged Geiger and said this, "You haven't done so much that you can't be forgiven. You did something bad in one moment in time. What you do now matters." End quote. During the hug, Geiger whispered something into the judge's ear. Kemp responded to her saying, "Ma'am, it's not because I'm good. It's because I believe in Christ." End quote. Listeners, please lift up Botham's family to the Lord in prayer as they continue to grieve his loss. And pray that Geiger takes Brandt's and Judge Kemp's words to heart. Tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.